Now, having said that, let's move into finalizations. We have the fur bear and trapping by Keith.
Hey, good afternoon, members of the commission. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Keith Fisk here. I'm a program administrator back again in front of you folks. If you would, please turn your attention to page number 23 in your booklet in the PDF there. I'll walk you folks through the finalization here in front of you in regards to the beaver hunting and trapping season. So the duration of this proposal would be for the 21-22 hunting and trapping season. Pretty simple. Currently, right now, we have three different beaver seasons in South Dakota. East of the Missouri River is November 1st through April 30th. West of the river is year-round, with that exception with the Black Hills Fire Protection District, which is a much shorter time frame there in the beaver season. And we came to you two months ago, with a proposal to align the East River beaver season to be year-round, so it would be consistent with western South Dakota. As you folks know, we have our wildlife damage staff that deal with a large number of beaver complaints across the state. The majority of those are indeed in eastern South Dakota. Approximately 500 complaints on an annual basis. Now, if this proposal was to move forward, it's certainly not going to alleviate a significant workload for our staff. But there are a number of landowners out there that would certainly take advantage of this opportunity to remove some of those problem beavers, whether it's themselves practicing that, or maybe they know somebody that's a private trapper that's willing to come out and help that landowner out with that situation. And this would certainly give those folks a tool in hand to be able to remove those problem beavers in certain situations. Obviously, you folks know beavers can cause a significant amount of damage, whether it's plugging up a culvert or building a dam that backs up water into 2 or 3 acres of soybeans, or gnaws down someone's, 30 or 40-year-old tree. There's a significant amount of monetary damage, and this would give those landowners a tool in hand that they could be able to address those problems on their own. So with that, you'll see here, we do not have any recommended changes from the proposal, and we would ask for your favorable approval moving forward.
All right, thank you. Some comments from the commission. Mr. Whitmire.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. I support this. Living in northeastern South Dakota, I've seen many cases where they create canals into a cornfield 100 or longer feet in length to float corn stalks out into the water. I haven't witnessed any positive creation of any kind of habitat. These are ponds. These aren't streams, but they fill away at the action of a muskrat. They'll build a dam, and they'll also fill into the side hills and create underground caverns, which I personally have been had trackers drop into and get to the near muddy areas. And I've only seen downsides, and it's just the way it is. So thank you, Keith, for bringing this. I fully support giving our operators more opportunities to control these issues that are costly and dangerous for the operators out there. So with that, I would move to ahead.
Okay, thank you. It's been moved to move this ahead. Is there a second?
Okay.
Second by Commissioner Spring. Discussion. Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast here. I do support this finalization to move it to be year round, but I would like to see one exemption of eliminating the Black Hills out of it. I've grown up in the Black Hills all my life, and I've literally seen the beaver disappear out of the Black Hills. We used to have them on our private land. It did create a lot better water for our cattle where they were at. And about 15, 20 years ago, I noticed gone, so we had to go back in and rebuild the dams ourselves to replace what the animals used to provide. And I just have been all over the Black Hills all my life, and I don't know where I could go find a beaver dam today. And they do create a lot of recreation opportunities for fishing, and I just think we need to find some way of reestablishing them back in the Black Hills.
All right, thank you. Tom, I'm horrible on geography, so could you explain how the portions that are discussed in this petition relate to what Commissioner Bees is referring to?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I was just going to ask Keith to jump back in here and further define and explain where these changes apply, because I don't believe this is going to apply to the Black Hill.
Thanks, Tom, and maybe I didn't explain that very well. So there is a portion of the Black Hills, so it's the Black Hills Fire Protection District, so it's south of Interstate 90, west of 79, that is excluded from the year-round season, and that season is January 1 through March 31. So it's a real short season in comparison to those other areas where we would like to open it up. And certainly, Commissioner Beast, you know, there are definitely benefits to having beavers on the landscape. We have done, over the years, you know, we have done a few relocation efforts to other areas of the National Forest. Also, you know, whether it's installing or providing extension to folks to wrap their trees with chicken wire or other types of metal wire, because in a lot of these areas, beavers are going to be there for a long time. So lethal removal isn't our only tool. It's certainly a commonly used practice because there's not a lot of spots. You can take a beaver where it's not going to potentially cause somebody else some damage. But the Black Hills is a real shortened beaver season already, and we don't wish to touch that at all moving forward.
Thank you, Keith. Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I realize that that's changing the season in the Black Hills. I was commenting to eliminate the season in the Black Hills.
Well, my response to that, Commissioner Beast, would be, you know, the commission certainly has the ability to do that if that's your desire. There is some beaver trapping that occurs in the Black Hills for recreational purposes. But, yeah, I guess that would be a discussion for you folks to have.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Good discussion. Other comments from the commission? My understanding is if we wanted to amend this at this point in time, we could.
Mr. Chairman, I think an important point on this particular suggestion recommendation by Commissioner Keith, if that is the desire of the commission, I'm going to turn to legal and Mr. Katilnik in respect to our public notice, but I don't know if that would be broad enough to make that significant a change. And if that's something that we still desire, that would be something that we would have to put out and put a new public notice out and then finalize that at the next meeting.
Okay.
Because it would fit within our public notice as it's written. But that does not preclude you from moving forward with this if you still desire to do that.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, John Katilnik, staff attorney. Looking at the public notice, it specifically mentions modifying the season dates for beaver East River County. So Mr. Commissioner Beast's idea of modifying the Black Hills season isn't within the scope, but as Director Kirschman said, you can obviously create your own proposal and bring it back to the next commission meeting.
Yeah, I just noticed the exact wording, how that was phrased, and you are correct. All right, thank you.
This is Nancy Hilding. I'm interjecting. I've explained to you before, if during public test.
Nancy, I appreciate your sentiments, but unfortunately, this is not the time you can just interject into the meeting. So, thank you. Okay, we've had that explained. So, I would entertain a motion to approve or deny.
Sure, be this question. On the finalization, it does list the season dates in here to the Black Hills.
Chair. Again, John Kotelnik, and maybe just to address what Nancy was probably going to reference, was that the Commission can modify their finalization, their action, their finalized action, based on discussions heard from the public. What I would submit to you, though, is that that is not as transparent as this Commission typically likes to be. I mean, the idea, again, is that we give the public notice of letting the public know what rules we're changing at least 20 days in advance. And to Commissioner Beeson's comment about it's on the action sheet, it is, but the actual public notice that goes out, that's published in newspapers, published in the LRC Journal, again, limits specifically to the eastern South Dakota counties for us. So legally, I would not recommend changing it at this point, but again, you can always bring it back as a different proposal.
You know, just from the chair standpoint, you know, I'm filling in for Commissioner Olson, but I agree with you. We like to be transparent and do things in a very clear and concise manner. So I support Commissioner Beeson's proposal. Let's do that as a separate action at the next meeting. And let's just vote on this one. I mean, that's kind of where I see us going. Secretary Rover.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner B. So what I'm hearing you, the Commissioner, say is you'd like to close the beaver season indefinitely in the Black Hills. Is that correct?
I don't know about indefinitely, but I would like to, for now, see it and have the department do some research to really see what the concentrations of beavers are in the hills. I think you'd be surprised they're very few, and then go off the recommendations of the department on what they find.
Okay. I would highly encourage public comment on an action such as that. I agree with all the comments by our legal counsel here, and I would really be very uncomfortable if we were to change this season today, here and now, and close the season for the 2022 beaver trapping season in the Black Hills. So a recommendation would be to the Commission is, if we have this desire, let's meet with staff, let's talk about beaver management across South Dakota. We do have some data. We have some harvest data in particular that is pulled out of the Black Hills. We can get some of that distribution of harvest and further that conversation moving forward and then see where we end up down the road as far as the recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, in conjunction with Secretary Goebbels this year, which I concur with, but I would also recommend is if that is the desire to put that out there, I would actually suggest not even finalizing this, move it all forward together. And there's nothing that says that this has to be finalized today, and it could all be moved forward as one proposal and just take it all at one finalization at the next commission meeting through public comment again and then a finalization.
All right, we've got the nods from legal. Is that the motion to table?
No, it'd just be a motion to.
I think, Mr. Chairman, what you'd want to do, just to be transparent for the public, is go ahead and amend your current proposal and include what Commissioner Beef is desiring to look at and move it forward for public comment. Or do you want to finalize what's on the table right now?
Yes, Terry Rowland. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would prefer if we could circle back with staff and have this conversation about the biological data we do have before we put on a proposal sheet and then obtain a recommendation from the commission and the department together and move forward with that. So my preference would be we take action on the sheet in front of us today, and then if we have a desire to close the beaver season in the Black Hills for the 2022 season, we would come back and do that with a different proposal sheet. Would be my preference. Yes.
And I'm good with that, too. And that would be certainly more clear and concise. Mr. Beeson, is that acceptable to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right with that. All right. Okay. Good discussion. All right. Having said all that, I would entertain a motion to approve or deny this finalization. So moved by Commissioner Beeson to approve this finalization on the beaver hunting trapping season. There a second?
Yes.
Mr. Whitmire, second. Any further discussion?
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Chair votes aye, motion passes. Thank you. And again, I would encourage staff to be laying the groundwork for that Black Hills discussion. And that'd be more of a real-time thing as opposed to down the road is what I would think you're talking about. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, we will have a conversation, a presentation for the commission at the September meeting. So, yes, we will be on that right away. We'll get Commissioner Beast involved, before the meeting needs to occur. So, thank you, Commissioners.
All right. Next up on the agenda for finalization would be the special antelope season.
Mr. Chair?
Give me a second here, Keith. Mr. Locken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Locken here. Let's circle back to that beaver season, and particularly bucking in the Black Hills. Question I would have is, could the department deem certain beavers off limits to trapping independently? Could they say, no trapping here, we're keeping this one, to post the signs or something like that?
Mr. Chairman, Secretary Owen, the commission, this body, does have the authority to close certain areas to beaver trapping if they desire. We can designate certain areas that would be closed to beaver trapping. That option would be on the table. That can be an option for consideration during these discussions about beaver management moving forward in the Black Hills.
Can I answer your question, Mr. Lockett?
Well, my question is a little bit more pinpointing certain areas that we don't want trapped, not broad areas, pinpointing small areas, like say a beaver dam along the road that's easy access, people enjoy it, it doesn't seem to be doing any, they aren't doing any damage. Can we deem a certain beaver, certain sections of land that are off limits and just post them?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Locken, we could. It would create complexity. It would create potentially some confusion for our trappers and our hunters that are pursuing that game animal, or that fur bear, I should say. My preference would be we carve out an area that would include those beaver dams, the local beaver dams, and then close the designated area, that you mentioned in a larger scale, more than just a quarter or a section, but maybe, a township size type area. That would be my preference.
One more question. Maybe like, just a comment, maybe like Rapid Creek or a certain creek, some creek out there that we don't want to be trapped. Or, that would be my, and then leave the bulk of the other acres open. Just wondering if there's some middle ground on this.
We have some different questions you can ask that work out.
Yes, and Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Locken, we will put together a work group here and get back to the commission body. We'll hold a phone call and have further discussions and formulate recommendations and other ideas pertaining to the one you just threw out there, Commissioner Locken, as well. So, no, good conversation. Sure, appreciate it. Yes, we will continue working on this, so thank you.
All right. Next up on the final day.